Hi, this is James Williamson from The Stooges, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Oh my God, people settle down. Blag, listen to that crowd going crazy
I'll
for us.
I'll tell you what, man, because we have some legends in the studio this week.
Really?
We're talking to the motherfucking Stooges.
Oh, that's right. You know, we throw that whole rock legend thing around quite a bit, but this week...
In fact, every time. We call everybody a rock
in
legend.
In fact, every break,
we've cheapened it to the point where it's meaningless, Mike.
Well, we're going to polish it up, get it, you know, back in its original state. James Williamson, Mr. Raw Power himself, Stooges guitarist numero uno.
We talked to him, and we're playing a lot of Stooges music for Stooges heads, motherfucker.
Raw Power, Live in the Hands of the Fans, is a brand new one out from the Stooges. Dropped Record Store Day. Blag, I hope you and your family had a great Record
we
Store Day. I know it's big at the
day.
Blag Dahlia household.
We played record frisbee. We made record coasters.
Oh, that's lovely.
I melted a record and we put pencils and other household items in it. So
You guys do it up traditional style. That's what I love about the Ripper family.
You gotta do that, yeah. By the Ripper household. It's always American Record Day.
Anyway, Stooges dropped this one, Raw Power, Live in the Hands of the Fans. James Williamson is going to fill you in on all the details, so I'll save you with that. But you got to go out and check it on out. It's out now. It's a LP, DVD, whatever the fuck you want to CD.
And beyond
download.
That, Mike, we are bringing all of our regular features. Well, almost all of them. We're bringing up the Globetrotter.
Check.
We're going all over the globe. We're going on the Estrogen OD.
Double check.
Feature. The good-looking women, and it came from the garage.
Ooh, that's scary,
Mike. I'll tell you what, that is some scary shit. You know, every week we do this, Mike, but this week we're destroying with the Stooges, so stay tuned to Radio
Like You Want!
Set and destroy!
I'm the runaway son of the nuclear A-round.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter.
Oh, Blag, what do you got for us this week, my friend?
Well, we are going all the way to our neighbors to the south. We're going to Mexico, Nogales, to be precise. And we are rolling there with La Merma, Mexico's finest. Are you representing Sutano or Norteño, Mike? What exactly?
Both. I'm a mid-taño.
La primera vez que fue, se me escapó, arrasamos los túneles, el triste doblar de aquí, se dio igual.
La segunda que perdí, se deshidrató, buscando otro amor encendido, ni nos importó. Y a ti no te importó. Tercera Luis se atoró en un alambre, el tercero no cae. Mi grotesco aldoso, mi grotesco aldoso,
a las manos de la negra, las manos sucias del patrón.
Mike, what did we hear?
We heard all kinds of crazy stuff. Before that, La Merma track there, our Globetrotter of the week. We heard off a brand new one from them, Poison City, and Now I'm Pissed, live from Generation Records. That one's released on a 7-inch for Record Store Day only, folks. So get out there and make sure you collect that one. Before that, Iggy and the Stooges, Search and Destroy, Raw Power, live in the hands of the fans, brand spanking new from them as well.
It's now in the fans' hands, Mike. Before, somebody else had their hands on it.
Yeah, no longer. They brought
the
it back
said,
to the people.
Take your hands. Yeah.
Get your goddamn hands off of my fans' hands.
You filthy ape. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Get your hands off me, you dirty ape. That's what I feel like on Record Store Day, Mike. I don't know. That's just
like
the feeling
dirty
it brings
ape?
Out of me. Yeah. I just feel like a primate of vinyl.
You look kind of like a dirty ape. You know, I never thought I was trying to describe you. That he looks kind of like
vaguely Mediterranean. I'd say I'm like a dirty ape.
Kind of like a dirty ape.
That's
yeah,
a fair
that's perfect.
Cop on me.
Yeah,
I'll go for dirty ape.
Now check it out. We're all about this raw power thing, and you know, through the ages, people bitching and moaning about the Bowie mix this, Bowie mix that. That's the classic. I'm saying that's the classic way it was released. That's the way we all came to love it.
Yeah, it's only fair that you go back and hear it the way they did it. But I always liked those wacky demos and rough mixes that circulated of the Raw Power thing, too. So
debate
you
rages
give it
on.
All its due.
Debate rages on. But let's hear one from Bowie right now and see how this compares up. This is Rosalind from his cover album, Pinups.
On a radio.
Like you want.
here's the person responsible for producing the new Stooges tape, David Bowie, Detroit, WABX in Detroit. This is Mark Perrineau sliding, Dennis sliding in. I guess you go play a couple more of the Stooges tunes later.
Oh, yeah, I always like to hear what they're doing now.
Yeah.
This isn't the final mix. It doesn't sound like they were overproduced by David Bowie. They don't sound like Mott the Hoople. Anyway.
We'll wait and see when the album comes out. It'll probably have violins on it.
Violins, and they have...
cellos and piccolos.
Iggy singing falsetto or something. They change the echo chamber or something.
Dance to the beat of the living dead.
right, Raw Power right there. That's brand new. Raw Power live in the hands of fans. On the line with us now, Mr. Raw Power himself, Stooges guitarist, Mr. James Williamson. James, what's happening, my friend?
Good to talk to you guys. I'm glad I have a chance to discuss this new release.
What's the concept here? Does everyone just run out there with a bunch of microphones and record this thing? What's going on there, James?
We played a series of shows last summer called All Tomorrow's Parties. The concept behind that is that the bands that are asked to play those shows play their albums. So we were requested to play Raw Power, and we did that first in London. Later on, we did this show, which is in upstate New York in the Catskills. That one was recorded and videotaped. The idea behind this one was that the fans would actually get an opportunity to shoot this and basically do it the way they wanted to do it. So that's the name, In the Hands of the Fans.
Well, why do you think Raw Power has resonated with so many people over the years, and so many people cite it as a seminal influence from all kinds of different genres? What is it that that record kind of brings together from different kinds of rock and roll that resonated with so many people?
Well, first of all, I think it's a breakaway album. It's sort of authentic approach to rock and roll, which is an extension of some things that had happened prior to that, because we're all influenced by it. Everything. And I think that it just was so unique in that way. I think he says there was no vocabulary for that music at the time, and so it was very difficult for people to relate to.
When you guys were doing it, did you just call it rock and roll, or did you have some special shorthand for what you were doing as opposed to what other people were doing? What did you guys call it?
For us, it was rock and roll. In those days, you know, all the different labels had yet to be formed. The idea of punk or metal or any of that sort of thing, it kind of came about a little bit while we were doing it, and then a lot more later after we were finished with this phase. But the thing was, to us, it was our music, the way we like to play it. Maybe we're a little bit delusional, but we always had the thought that we were going to make hit records. The public had a little different opinion about what we were doing.
Well, there's all kinds of hits, you know. Some people's support is, you know, it's a mile wide, but it's only an inch deep. I mean, you guys, the Stooges are the kind of band that the people who loved you so much. I mean, how do you account for the intensity of the love that even a minority of people that actually knew about it and were fans of it felt? Why did it go so deep?
I think the Stooges strike a chord with a lot of people who are disaffected. Because they're different, or they're, you know, down on their luck, or the Stooges, you know, sort of have that quality of, you know, sweeping up all the pieces, I guess, and those are our fans, and those have been hardcore fans for the entire existence of the band.
Not a lot of record companies in that day catering to that crowd. I mean, you guys were those people. I mean, so you just wrote about what you knew, and sure enough, they came crawling out after you, right?
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. And in some degree, we still are disrespected.
You know? So that's why you're still relevant.
You know, and some of this stuff in the last year or two, like the Hall of Fame and, you know, getting gold and platinum records and all this kind of stuff, is as much a surprise to us as to anybody, because it was the last thing we were thinking. But, you know, it's really gratifying at the same time to get some kind of recognition from the mainstream industry, because we so desperately wanted that at the time.
Well, you're lucky, man. You jumped back in the game right at the right time. Let's take a break, listen to another track off of Raw Power, Live in the Hands of Fans, and talk a little bit about that. Here's the Stooges with Give Me Danger.
On radio like you want.
Give it danger, little stranger. Yeah.
right, that was the Stooges live with Gimme Danger. That's from Live in the Hands of the Fans. And James, you guys put it in the hands of the fans?
Yeah, because you guys had like a whole contest leading up to this thing, right? You had to win the contest, then you get the camera, then you're the fan with the hand at that point.
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. You know, if you could go through their gauntlet of questions and so forth, you got to get on the list. I think there might have been 5 or 10 people that got singled out to do that, and their stuff has been added to both the video, which will be released on DVD.
Now, James, what's it like listening to this stuff, whatever it is, 50 gazillion years later? There's all that controversy, right, surrounding the Raw Power original mix, the Bowie mix, and then there was the early demo mixes, and then finally Iggy remixed it, and all the drama surrounding that. Now you guys just playing it live, raw as it can be. How's it compared to that original release for you?
Oh, well, it sounds great. It sounds contemporary. You know, we're out there playing the thing, you know, live all the time now, and so I hear it a lot. It's strange, but I don't get tired of it.
Now, James, you did take a little 30-year break. I don't know. I mean, if you were playing these every night for 30 years, you might be sick of them now. But taking a break's a good thing. And we were talking about this earlier. You jump back in the game, and the next thing you know, you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, gold records and all that. How's it been since you've been back in the Stooges? This thing just kind of took off ever since you've been back, huh?
Great, man. The turbochargers kicked in.
Yeah, I bet.
We're having fun. You know, we're about to go and celebrate Ron Ashton's life here. We're doing a benefit for Ron Ashton Foundation. And then start to ramp up for a tour, mostly dates in Europe, but we're hoping to do some more U.S. dates as well.
Well, I hope so. Now, that Ron Ashton benefit show you guys are doing is going to be in the old hometown of Ann Arbor. Is that the first time you guys played since the Reformation?
Yes, the first time. I've actually been back to Ann Arbor, and
wow.
I can't even remember how many years it's been.
It's better to be from the Midwest than to actually live there, isn't it, James?
Well, you guys are going to tear the roof off that place, I'm sure. Ann Arbor is probably going to ape shit for their hometown, the Stooges. They got Raw Power live in the hands of fans, dropping April 16th for Record Store Day. 180-gram vinyl coming out there. It's also on CD, digital download as well. DVD coming out later, so be looking forward to that. Stooges hitting the circuit this summer. James, thanks so much for joining us, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, you guys. And keep doing what you're doing.
We have law and we hope we have rights. Can I get a right?
Anyway, I want, anyway.
Iggy, you got it right in my book, my friend. Iggy and the Stooges live in the hands of the fans. I got a right, Blag. Can you believe that?
You do have a right, Mike, and I've seen it.
I keep it well hidden, but it's there. I got it right, the only non-Raw Power track on Raw Power, live in the hands of the fans.
I got it right. Now, that wasn't that the single, and it had Give Me Some Skin on the other side.
Yeah, you know, I never
And there was
knew.
The, that other great single that had Tight Pants, I'm Sick of You,
right.
And what was the other track? There's a third classic on there.
Those, so many
those
good
are
ones.
Sort of like the forgotten Stooges songs that didn't really make it to a record.
I know, but a lot of them are almost, you know, so much better. Those are the most punk rock ones they put out. That sound.
That's what
punk
I think.
Rock.
I thought I Got It Right was really the greatest Iggy thing. But, you know, maybe I just thought that because not everybody had it and you felt cooler.
It's, yeah, true.
Now,
it's
see, everything's just out there in digital land, Mike. But then that was like that weird black die-cut sleeve single. I am
woman. Oh, Black, you're going. So, oh, the ladies are here, Black.
I'm telling you what, it's about time. And I know too much to go. Hear her roar, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Time Helen once Reddy. Again for the softer, caring, and more docile, touching side of Radio Like You Want.
I'm telling you what, and our estrogen is running overtime today. We got a new act called the Dum Dum Girls, and oh, man, I'm digging this band.
Inspired by the Iggy solo tune Dum Dum Boys by About the Stooges.
But you see what I'm saying? It all
ties
together.
In.
It's like coming together like sweaty ass cheeks here on radio.
The United States intends to launch her next spaceship. My government has instructed me to inform you that any interference with this spaceship will be regarded as an act of war.
All units throughout the world will remain at instant readiness so long as the spacecraft is in orbit.
We'll be right back. astern. Can you see it?
Come in, please. Over.
Hello, Houston.
Hawaii.
We've lost all radio contact. We've also lost him on the scope.
Unidentified object is still orbiting. Alert all stations.
Soviet government denies all knowledge of this affair. The world knows we are a peace-loving people.
It is ridiculous for the Soviet government to deny responsibility in this matter. My government sees this as nothing less than a blatant attempt to gain complete and absolute control of space itself.
News from outer space.
Yes, I heard it.
This is an old song. One or two people have done that, but I forget who they were offhand. It doesn't matter. This is called Come On. One, two, three, four.
Come on! Come on!
everybody go crazy for Joe Jackson right there. He is the man, Black, I'm telling you.
You never would have thought that Michael Jackson's dad could crank out a track that great.
Oh, Joe is the... That's why he's the family...
That's why he's my favorite Jackson. He was like, some people like Marlon, some like Tito. For me, it was always Joe.
I'm a Joe man myself. Yeah, Joe Jackson right there. Come on, live. That's the live version from I'm the Man 7-inch back there in 1979. For that Deke Dickerson Double Knot Spy from the Melody LP 2005 and the Dum Dum Girls before that, kicking off our Estrogen OD for this week, He Gets Me High. That's from their new EP.
And that's brand new.
Yeah, brand spanking new, my
friend. You know what I'm saying? The Dum Dum Girls, course name for the classic.
All about the Stooges, which is we're all about the Stooges this week.
That's how this shit's tying together this week, Mike.
You know how we do, connecting the dots where no dots can even be seen, my friend. That's how we are.
We're like pointillists of the airwaves. That's where we're coming from.
Pointless? We're like pointless. I think we're very pointless. Yeah. Like week after week after week.
Oh, wait
a minute.
In fact,
I had
Hang
some bits on that. It goes, what the hell?
See, just when you think this show is sunk as low as it can, we return with another episode of...
It came from the garage!
Oh, man. This week, we got sick and freaky with it. We went for a classic track. This is a cover of an R&B standard by Icantina, but you are not going to believe just how rip-roaring and fabulous this one is.
Check out the vocals here by Little Gail Harris. Only 15 years old when they recorded this one live. This is the Fabulous Wailers right here on radio.
Like you want. And I want them 15.
Don't you work the same way? You keep experimenting till you get what you want? We'll be right back.
Mongol pony dog sled on ice. Like that's your freedom, baby, don't skate on thin ice. It's too thick to be sliced by the light of long, wide, polar nights. It's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright,
yeah. My baby knows it's alright, it's alright,
it's alright,
it's alright,
baby, baby.
Yeah, she knows it's alright. Kill your man, kill your man.
Minutemen right there, Red and the Black. That's a Blue Oyster Cult cover right there from Three-Way Tie for Last, Black. Can you believe that shit?
I can believe it. I love the Minutemen, and I don't want to brag, but I'm gonna. We played with them.
Oh, yeah. As the Minutemen.
1983, absolutely. And it was a beautiful thing.
Now, of course, Mike Watt, a stooge these days. He's been in the band for, like 10 years now?
That's what ties it all together. If you've seen the modern
That's
Stooges.
Longer than James Williamson, I do believe.
You know what I'm saying? Mike Watt has come to be instrumental in the Stooges sound. And he's played all different versions of it. He's played the early Ashton Stooges.
That's right.
Now he's doing the mid-period Williamson Stooges. He did that whole record with them. So he's
well, we don't want to mention that one.
Oh, okay.
Let's just
well,
skip
hey,
over that.
Come on. At
but
least
Mike
they're
Watt,
trying.
That's awesome. And he's like the young guy of the band. You know, yeah, it's very cool for Mike Watt because he's just one of those super nice guys. So it's like local boy makes good when he gets to play with the Stooges. It's
yeah,
like a
and he's
fantasy
a badass
gig.
Player. He always has been.
Well deserved. And the Stooges back in the day definitely played with Blue Oyster Cult quite a bit. So there's a cover there right there. Before that, it came from the garage this week. The Fabulous Wailers, I Idolize You from
15
the
15 years old. You can't beat that much.
No way. Live
well,
at
you
the
can,
castle.
But it's illegal. I mean,
you could try. Beat it with a stick. Now, Blag, someone told me you have a new record coming out called Dwarves Are Born Again, dropping on May 3rd.
You know, it's funny that you might mention that, Mike, because we are about to rock another track from The Dwarves Are Born Again.
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
I'm gonna take a little walk outside and see the sunshine. It's alright. Like congregating when they really flying in the fist fight. It's out of sight. Alright, J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI.
McGee and the Stooges from the classic Raw Power record. It doesn't get any more sick and demented than that, does it, Mike?
Well, it just might, because before that we heard The Dwarves with Candy Now, and yet another world premiere exclusive from Radio Like You Want. Dwarves Are Born Again, dropping May 3rd. Everybody's got to run out like it was goddamn record store day and pick that motherfucker up.
I'll tell you what, pretend it's record store day. Get the whole family, pack them in the van again.
Drive out to Idaho.
That's right, and pick up The Dwarves Are Born Again. It's an instant classic, boys and girls. Radio Like You Want. Look, we've done another one, Mike. We're busting this shit wide open.
Big thanks to James Williamson of Iggy and the Stooges, our guest this week. Check them out online, playing all kinds of dates this summer. Head on over to IggyPopIsTheGreatestGuyEver.com and check us out at RadioLikeYouWant.com. We got all our classic podcasts and more. Phone numbers on there. Folks, don't miss out on opportunities to get involved.
Greedy Worldwide.